that personified Amen collaborations at a Pokemon Oh is not allowed in a certain country. Stay back and relax and wait this week's Week in Lightning, cause Week in Lightning starts right now. And welcome to this edition of Week in Lightning. I'm Ichabod. Sorry for the little delay, but let's kind of where Kai and I take us off. And we're going to have the rest kind of where take us off. And we'll have some sad news for next week. Don't worry, we'll have more about that coming up shortly. As Atlas has been streaming a television commercial for its upcoming Persona 5 PlayStation 4 game on Tuesday. The video centers on the character Morana, voiced by Yukue Ikue Otane, O-T-A-N-I. That video is in the article link below. And this is also showing short commercials featuring Ryo and Anne's group attacks this week. And this previously streamed two short videos from the game last Saturday highlighting the game's persona summons and the game's fishing main name. The latest entry in the Persona World Playing Game series will ship for the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 3 on September the 15th in Japan and on February the 14th of 2017 in the Americas. The game's version release will have an English audio only. And this will offer the American release and a Take Your Heart Premium Edition that includes a soundtrack CD, a Morana bus, a hardcover art book, a steelbook, and a school bag. The game will also be available in a steelbook edition. The game features anime sequences from the Production IC Studio. The Persona 5, the animation, the Dave Riker's television anime special will air on September the 3rd. The special will recount the plot story of the young deity organization at the center of the game. Yosuke Mikuyashi will launch the Persona 5 manga on Shonen Manga 1 app on September the 15th, and then on Yura Sunday website on September the 22nd. Meanwhile, the official website for the Chronicle anime has announced on Sunday that Kare Eliya will collaborate on the anime star in the theme song, Clever. The single CD will ship on September the 14th in Japan. Kari S performed the first indie theme song, Gravity. Conan Elia performed the second indie theme song, Yakosuko Hamasko, as Y-A-K-U-S-O-K-U, which replaces Gravity in the fifth episode on Sunday. The series premiere on July the 9th, and Crunchyroll is streaming the series worldwide outside of Asia. The anime takes place in a world where humans are continuing to fight a war against an enemy called Unknown. Unknown invaded several decades ago, and Senua entered a close heap to escape the invasion. When the Senua awoke, they found themselves with supernatural powers. The samurai set up defense cities in Tokyo, Kanagawa, and Chiba in order to protect the country from the unknown, which appears through the Tokyo Bay Bay. Kwanayako is part of an overall multimedia art set by five officers. CUEC.SHUEISHA's Ask X Yukiko imprint. Kadokawa Fuki Fantastic Manko imprint. Kadokawa's MF Yukiko Day imprint. Shinokakukan's Miko, S-C-H-A-C-A, Miko imprint, and S-H-U-E-I-S-H-A, S-Q Manasin. Speakeasy, the author made up of Soul Sakura, Koshi Takehiba, and Wataru Watari. It's in charge of the Orenso concept for the process alongside Marvitus. The three authors are also writing the anime strips. Inside the world of the multimedia process, Soul Sakura is in charge of the Tokyo story. Koshi Takehiba is in charge of the Kanagawa story. And Watashi Watari is in charge of the Chiba story. Kensai Kawamura is directing the anime at 81 issues. Batu Tsuryu with the Orenso characters designs, and Hisayuki Tamata is adapting the designs for anime. Animation. Taku Iwasaki is composing the music, and Nisa performed the opening theme song, Brave Freak Out. Meanwhile, what do you know about the newest voice acting talent? Well, voice talent company A1 Produce recently held the final round of its 10th annual Next Generation Series Discovery audition on August the 1st. This was the first time that the competition was held without an age restriction, and one talented 9-year-old girl, Hikari Torio, T-O-R-I-O, from Osaka, wowed the dozens, winning several prizes. In the acting portion of the audition, Torio recitation of her lines was precise, and her talent was apparent. For the vocal position, she sang the song Lion, My Man, a performance which won her the Doi Sound Prize. Torito was also rewarded the Elementary School Prize and the Special 10th Annual Commensurate Prize. And she will be performing on the Samurai's television show, Ota, O-S-A, Suta, S-U-T-A. After the prizes were announced, Torito was physically holding back tears, saying, "I'm very happy, quote, I'm very happy, I'm nervous, so I can hardly say anything, but I didn't think I would get it, so I'm happy," close quote. this was Torito's first time doing a voice actress audition. Apparently, she decided to apply for the competition because she was inspired by Aimee Tanaka and her performance as the Omniusus, Omniusus, younger sister, Yumiya, Umaru, Orma, in the 2015 anime Himito Yumeru song. Tanaka, who is managed by A1 Produce, won an award for Best New Actress for her role in Himito Yumeru song at the 10th Annual Serietu Awards in March. Meanwhile, the staff for the Wixos, W-I-X-O-S-S, train card game franchise debuted a teaser promotional video and a new visual for the this fall's Lost Ross United Wixos, as L-S-G-O-R-H-E, for that television anime on Sunday. The timeline in the visual reads, "The ice this time is memories." The video notes that in 2016, the curtains rise on a new sector model that would determine the face of two girls named Tsuchiko and Shinatsu, as S-U-C-U-K-O and C-H-I-N-A-T-S-U. The video and the accompanying newly launched website also confirmed the October premiere and revealed the brand new cast and staff. The characters' romanizations had not yet been confirmed, so these are unconfirmed. CNI Hashimoto as Tsuchiko Homura, Yuki Ishizuki as Shinyasu Morikawa, Shinisuka Itaku as Nei, Hisako Kanemoto as Mel, Shiori Isawa as Nanasi, Yurika Kubo as Hana Mitsuke, M-I-K-A-C-E, Katsuyuki Okisuto as So, S-A-S-O, Narumi, Shinsuke Tsukawara as Sohi, S-A-S-O, H-E-I, C-E-R-E, Yuri Yamaoka as Aya, A-A-Y-A, Aiwa Suzuki as Ana, E-S-O-N-A, Saori Gato as Yusko, C-U-C-U-K-O, Unisi Matsuima as So, S-O-S-O, Tsumiya, Natsumi Hikoka as Ryo Oshiba, Asuka Nishi as Kagari Yukino, Hitomi Namatame as Yukime, And U E C Y S U I C H I Nakamura as Sakamiko S A T O M I K slash O. Katsusuki Sakurabi is the new director at AC staff, and Mishiro Tsuyoshiwa is taking over the series scripts. Takamitsu Sato is adapting Yomi Sakurasi's Orenso characters for the anime, and Hirito, H-I-T-O-T-O star, is credited with Nihai's Orenso character designs. Yukiya Yusi is now starring in the voice cast, but also singing the opening theme song, Lost Orders. Lost Orders. L-O-S-T-O-R-A-C-E. Her in the video and the link in the article below. The theme CD was shipped on October the 26th in 3 different editions. If anyone who has missed the video with Insushi, South in Shanghai, Sarasuka Shira, C-Y-U-A, is returning to perform as yet untitled in the theme song, which will also go on sale on October the 26th. Asuka Hino and Seiji Cho Fukiko are returning as the color key artist and director of photography, respectfully. Also returning are editor Masahito Koto and sound effect artist Yatsumasa Koyama, that's Y-A-S-U-M-A-S-A-K-O-Y-A-M-A, Takayuki Yamaduchi is handling some recording adjustments. Yoshikazu Iwanami is directing the sound, and Mako Yuchi is composing the music. Tomo Yamaduchi is credited as Whiskas supervisor. The toy and game maker Takara Takara Tomy launched the Whiskas Mouse Knight Whiskas card game in April 2014. The select effective Whiskas anime series also premiered that month, followed by a second season, Selector Spread Whiskas in October that same year. The Selector disrupted Whiskas anime film then opened in Japan this past February. North American anime distributor Funimation Entertainment streamed most of the previous television anime series as they are in Japan. Funimation then released the first season on DVD and Blu-ray this in September. And this month they'll have more on their plate. Meanwhile, our final story involves governments and Pokemon O. And men's. And no, we're not saying it has to remove it there. It just say they're not. They don't want it. Let's just say that. That's because the BBC News reported on Friday that the Iran's official Ma'i overseeing online activity, the High Council of Virtual Spaces, has banned the smartphone app Pokemon Go due to, quote, security concerns, unquote. The game has not officially launched in Iran, though Iranians on social media have discussed playing Pokemon Go. According to a report written by the Islamic Disinformation E-I-S-S-E-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, or ISASIN, Near News Agency, and translated by the Anti-Censorship the Law, Global Voices Avos, A-D-V-O-S, Iranian National Foundation for Computer Games, the NFCC, told the developers of Pokemon Go that the NFCC will filter the game before it will allow it to launch in Iran. NFCC Director Hassan Karime, that's H-A-S-A-N-K-A-R-I-M-I, Kodosi, C-H-O-D-O-S-I, said there will be two conditions, that the game server be located in Iran, and that the locations in the game be considered coordinated in advance with the NFCC. Iran is the first country to ban the app. Oh, I saw it, but it previously came to a 16-year-old fault wall, religion really, and SD Pokemon carding said I to Pokemon Go as well. New York State has banned registered sex offenders from paying the name. Not the New York one, I might see that in silence in court. The Iran one, not so much. Keep in mind that the Iranian government does not take premium on speech to nightly. Even rebelling against them can execute. In fact, I think this YouTube show will not be airing in Iran. The Pokemon Go app launched in selected countries, including the United States on July 6th, and has since launched in more than 50 countries, including Brazil, which has it in time for the Summer Games. That was in the last week's weather edition of Ica Fast Points and Foods. And that is all for the weekend nightly for this week. I want to remind you that the weekend nightly is UCD released on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Instead, on August 16th, we will now have a weekend nightly. This is due to a lot of missing things not happening on the recording date. But don't worry, we will be back on August the 23rd at 7 p.m. for the weekend in this on there as well. And keep in mind that we will have a Dicka Fast Points and Views this coming Friday at this coming Saturday, so to speak, at 7 p.m. as well. Till then, this is Dicka Fast saying goodbye.